Hello, everybody. This is Brooks Gillespie in Omaha, Nebraska. It's a very cold yet very sunny winter January day here. And today we're going to talk about the phrasal verb work out. Now, one thing that makes this particular phrasal verb unique is that when we combine the word work and out into one word, it's a noun, work out. And the two are pretty closely related, and I'm going to give you some examples of some sentences with work out and workout. A workout is when you're physically exercising. You're getting a workout. It's kind of like either you can go to the gym and work out with weights, or sometimes you may be participating in a physical activity where you get a real workout. You exert a lot of energy and you have to use your muscles and you have to expend a lot of energy. The first example of a sentence here is, if you want to be fit, you have to work out on a regular basis. And this is a very specific plan. You go to the gym, you work out different muscle groups, maybe you get some cardio. You go to the gym because you are going to work out. And what happens when you're at the gym is your workout. Do you see the difference there? You are working out at the gym where you accomplish your workout. So the two words are very closely linked. One is a verb and the other is used as a noun. I am actually, my personal job, my career is a mailman. So I get a workout every day at work because I have to climb hills, I walk, I'm on my feet, I'm lifting packages, I'm exerting physical energy. So every day on the job, I get a real good workout. I don't necessarily have to go to the gym to get exercise. Of course, if I want muscle definition, I'll need weight training. But because I have a job that is physical in nature, I get a really good workout every day. Here's another example. I manage to stay relatively trim because I get a good workout every day carrying the mail. So there again, it has to do with my occupation. There are lots of occupations where you might get a good workout every day. Any job that's physical. You know, if you are working in construction and you're having to lift things or operate heavy machinery, that might be a job where you get a good workout. Any job that's outdoors that is physical in nature is like that. So these are all examples of workout in the sense of physical activity. But there are some other ways in which we use the phrasal verb workout, which are not so literally having to do with physical work, but have to do more with how things end up or turn out. I was thinking about the fact that it's hard to explain the verb work out without using other phrasal verbs to describe it. But when something works out a certain way, something ends up with a certain result. And here are some examples here. What kind of attitude do you have when things don't work out the way you had planned? And in this instance, we're talking about the result of all of your actions or activities. How do things work out? How do they end up? What is the result of everything you're doing? And what is your attitude when the result is not what you like? When things don't work out the way you had planned? Another sentence. I was able to work out a compromise with my wife about where we could go on vacation. And in this case, working out a compromise means that we have differences of opinion and we have to work together to come up with a plan, to devise a plan that works out for both of us. When my kids come to me with a dispute, I try to get them to work it out between themselves. In this case, I have four children, and so you can imagine they fight, they argue, they get upset with each other. And sometimes, especially when they were little, they would come to me, "Daddy, he hit me. Well, she stole my little toy boat." And I would call the kids into the room, and I would try to get them to work it out between themselves. I would talk about what happened. What did she do to you? What did he do to you? And see if they could work out a solution. So before I would punish them, I would see if the two of them could work out their differences between themselves. Another way that we use workout is to describe coming up with a result or solving a problem, more specifically solving a problem. And the sentence that I came up with was, "I couldn't work out all the answers to the crossword puzzle." So somebody was working on this puzzle and they could not find all the answers or think of all the answers. They couldn't work out all the answers. They couldn't figure it out. They couldn't come up with the complete result. We often will use this with math as well. Like, for instance, let's say you and a few friends go to a restaurant and you order food and you just want to split the bill evenly. So the waitress might look at your bill and go, "Okay, well, that's $50 and there's five of you." So that works out to about $10 a person. Working out can also have to do with coming up with a plan for the future. I need to work out a plan to pay off my debt within the next 5 years. So in this case, you have a problem. You have a large amount of money that needs to be paid off, and it might be kind of complicated. You have to consider your income, your expenses, what might be happening in your future. So you have to work out a plan for the future. And the last example that I'm going to give you is actually a verse from the Bible that popped into my head when I got the assignment to discuss the verb work out. It's a relatively famous verse, and it comes from Philippians 2:12. "Therefore, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling." So in this case, faith is not something that they are supposed to just have. Faith is something that they are supposed to do. They're supposed to work out their faith. So, you know, it's kind of a contrast between theory and practice. In theory, we may believe something or have an idea about something, but on the other hand, there's real life, there's practice. Can you work out your salvation? Can you work out this plan? So in all of these instances, there's kind of a struggle, there's effort involved, there is having to solve some sort of problem, whether it's physical exertion or mental exertion, having to come up with solutions. So I think all of these examples all have to do with some sort of solving, exertion, working something out. So I hope this clears up this phrasal verb for you. It's been my pleasure to chat with you once again. Have a great day.